Probably gay Nicholas.
That's not my fucking name, you dumb
Probably
bitch.
You gay motherfucker, Nicholas.
Probably, faggot.
You're actually gay, Nick.
Good eye, faggot.
Good eye, homosexual, good eye. Nick. Nick is gay.
Stav is more gay than I am.
No.
Because he's gay.
No.
He's fatter, so there's
no.
More,
no.
Literally
actually,
more parts of him.
Actually,
gay.
actually, ripped people in better shape are actually gayer. So, you know, like a gay guy.
Why? Because you're more attracted to them?
No. No. That's not right.
As
no.
A gay man.
Don't break the force.
No,
no, no, that is deep.
That's who you're most attracted to.
They're all
that's
working
how you determine
out.
Who's the gayest. Is
they're
who
all
you fuck
yeah.
The most.
Yeah, guys with fucking beards with a nice natural musk. Those guys are the gayest ones. Yeah. That look at you. That they
you're the gayest guys in the world. Staten Island firefighters.
That look at you and your knees quiver.
Yeah.
Those are the gay guys.
This is the gayest guy. Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, 99. Gay as shit. Yeah.
Pretending
the gayest
to be stuck
guy.
In trees and calling the fire department. I'm stuck.
That'd
be a fun. Is that fun? Like a gay guy that like climbs up trees and like, calls the fire department to bring him down. He's like, I'm stuck again. Somebody get me. Down. Ooh.
He's just got
bring the ladder over here. I'm stuck.
He's just sitting like, on a branch.
Yeah,
he's holding the branches in his
the
ass.
Firefighters every time are like, ah. God damn.
We'll do this,
this
again,
is
Mel.
Worse than 9/11.
There's lube on these leaves. Yeah. How did lube get
oh
on these
God.
Leaves?
Oh, God. You guys,
it's like some kind of dildo tree.
I'm stuck up here again. Somebody, I'm just so stuck up here.
I don't
here.
Know how I got covered in maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just need you to touch my body down from here. Just caress it. Hold my body all the way to the ground. I'm just so stuck.
That is good. That's a good fucking... Listen, any gay guys out there?
Yeah.
That's one... That one's
play.
Free.
Yeah, you don't need Grindr.
That's a free play.
Harass a local fire department.
You just need a tree and a phone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's just like... Hanging, holding his iPhone with a limp wrist. Oh my God, I'm stuck again.
They can see the ladder he used on the other side of the tree.
Yeah. No, I'm allergic to ladders. I can't use.
Yeah, well, I accidentally kicked my ladder down.
Oh fuck, that's a good one, man. If only I was gay, then I could use
they're
that
like,
trick.
You're just doing this to waste city resources. And then he's like, oh my God, I hope the police don't have to come and manhandle me all the way to jail. The police are like, we're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. He just sees woman cops.
Oh my
cops.
God, I hope I'm not breaking the law. Yeah. And I have to get manhandled all the way to jail.
He starts a fucking standoff because women cops come to arrest him. Just start shooting his gun. Who the fuck is this?
Get him away from
there. Two dykes here.
Yeah, he really gets arrested.
Yeah. I'll show you motherfuckers. Try and bring a heavy set Latina woman to arrest me.
And then no
just
one...
kills a child. Yeah. Just shoots a child.
That's what you get.
Bring those SWAT boys over here.
And then he becomes revered as a cop killer in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he can't get...
And then he gets to get fucked
man,
as much as he wants.
A fuck.
This is a perfect life. You know?
Yeah, I would call
you
it
commit
a perfect
murder.
Life.
Really? You get to get raped
doing
in jail
that bit
until you die.
Doing that bit in sixth grade. It's like, if you're a gay guy, why don't you just break the law? So you can just
we do, you know, there's a character that's like, man, go get some pussy. But honestly, just try and fuck, man. It would solve so many of your problems.
They're really, they're really mad.
I don't know. A lot of those guys can't fuck.
They can fuck somebody, dude.
You used to not be able to fuck, and you almost turned gay.
First of all.
It was 2 years ago.
First of all, I was always able to fuck, just not at the clip that I wanted
Adam,
to.
Back me up on this. He was literally about to turn gay.
Tito.
He was, like, seriously considering
me
turning
almost
gay.
Almost diving a tree.
I did, yeah. I was taking tree climbing lessons.
I was like, somebody help.
That was a 600-year-old redwood.
I think
how fat was that man?
Eight heroes, pillars of our community died being crushed by a fat gay man.
He fell on top of another gay guy.
You guys
the most hated man.
That is true. I did do all those things. Fuck. You're right, man. I guess keep tattling. I guess I agree with Nick. You should tattle.
Nick's not saying that.
That is what he's saying.
I'm not saying you should tattle.
I guess I agree with Nick and Adam. I think you should tattle. Because they called me gay.
How did you almost turn gay?
No.
He did, dude. You can deny it. There's no shame in it. But
yeah. I was dating a man named Marcus for a while.
You were like,
We never had sex. But
he was like, take me out to food. I should start with trans women. He had like a roadmap. You did. I mean, it's actually clearly documented on the growth of this podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
We were like making no money. We were all sad. So I was like, yeah, I might just fuck a guy. I guess.
I was saying how it would be nice to get, you know, be a fucking gay guy, a fat gay guy. Because my thought process is the way black guys want to fuck fat white girls, even if they're horrendous,
right.
There's got to be an equivalent in the gay community. And I was saying that I'm losing out on free, you know.
Free sex.
Free sex.
Some kind, yeah.
I was going to start taking a... what's that thing in math called? Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, I almost...
And it's HIV positive.
No.
The plus sign on your AIDS test.
Some absolute value. Absolute value.
Stav's now an HIV plus size model.
I was looking for absolute value, but it doesn't matter. I don't care anymore. Fuck that shit. Mean. I would still hook up with a hot trans gal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on record as saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's how broken you were from not being able to fuck.
First of all, I was going through a breakup, you motherfucker. It wasn't like I couldn't fuck.
You've all been there. You get broken up with. You turn gay.
It was a fucking comedy podcast. What the fuck? What, are you really going to start tying knots instead of fucking? Suck my dick.
You know goddamn well I will start tying knots. Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
you know I will absolutely get into that.
You do have me there.
The one thing said on the podcast, I do believe. I can see so clearly.
You're right.
Fuck, you also fine. Said you would fuck a tranny.
I would.
That's gay.
No.
That is gay.
Fine. If that's gay, then I'm gay. What do you want me to say?
That's all I want you to say, you're gay.
On the podcast, I said I would get sucked off by a man if he was cute enough.
Yeah.
And
well,
I
there was
I
the classic question that we posed, which was, would you rather fuck Buck Angel?
All I'm saying is, what's her name?
Bailey J.
The answer with incels isn't like, just go fuck. Because it's like,
it sort
obviously.
Of is, though.
Well, but then they wouldn't be incels.
Yeah, but make efforts, motherfucker, to try and fuck. It's like,
well, a lot of
they're getting fat
like
as shit.
What efforts have you ever made?
Are you fucking kidding me? My whole life is an effort to try and fuck.
No, that's
everything
true.
I do is
His
to
whole
try
act
and fuck.
Is,
yeah, but
yeah.
you don't.
I got
you
funny
don't
make, to fuck.
Funny
I,
is the only one. You don't,
no,
there's no other self-improvement.
Because I don't need to, because I'm funny enough to not. But if I could, if I wasn't funny, I would work out. Listen, you got funny to fuck,
or you just got funny as a defense mechanism in
it
childhood?
It all works out. That's the same thing,
it
though.
Works
Before
out.
Before you can fuck, it's the being liked is essentially
but
fucking
it's like
when
you're not
child.
Even getting your tooth put back in your head.
Because I think it's funny. Because now I've gotten to the point where I'm thumbing my nose.
It's his signature.
Now it's like, how fucking ugly can I, how good is my personality?
I understand.
With all, so
I
now
understand.
It's like, you know,
I understand how it works.
Yeah,
I don't buy that you've done any self-improvement.
I have though, bro. Anytime in college when I didn't fuck, I couldn't fuck at all. I lost a ton of weight, got a girlfriend, got fat again, but like that, I did try and lose weight. I did fucking, you know, try to dress better. I did shit like that when there was a pussy drought because I was going fucking crazy.
Okay, all right. I mean, I didn't know you then.
Yeah, you did.
I've known balding doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
Tooth gone doing nothing about it. Continuing to gain weight.
Because I got the fuck off of comedy, basically. And at that point, like, even recently, it's like, I hooked up with somebody and I was like, and I'd like, you know, tried to work, try to like eat a little better, but it was like the day after I fucked, I was like, the fuck am I doing
right,
eating
yeah,
a salad? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I just had sex. I'm getting Popeyes. Literally, that's the only reason I want to, like, recently I started getting headaches when I woke up just from like being too fat, I think.
Yeah.
And that's like, all right, maybe I need to check things out.
Sure.
But
yeah.
Like, other than that, other than literally feeling like my body is going to die
right.
soon, if it wasn't for fucking, I would be fat as shit and I wouldn't care at all. I'd be even fatter than this if you can wrap your brain around that.
I remember, dude. You were 100 pounds heavier when we met.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Yeah. That shit was so funny.
Yeah, I was truly fat.
You were so fat.
Yeah, it was a tough time.
You had more hair though.
You did have more hair.
No, I had the same amount of hair. I just cut it short.
I remember I remember being like drunk and watching you like get in your car and being like, "Damn, he's the same size." As the car.
I was one of those motherfuckers where it's like you get in the car, it's a real dip. It's a noticeable dip, and it's leaning. It's leaning on the fucking driver's side.
Yeah, baby, I got a low
like it's,
rider.
Like it's always taking a sharp ass turn. That's what it looked like when I would get in my car. Yeah, but those days are behind.